Welcome back to the Lockdown Podcast. What is your name?
I'm Meech Rose.
This is Big Yovani.
And we are
the Lockdown Podcast.
Oh. You gonna change our intro? We ain't gonna do back at it like a crack at it? We not doing that no more? So you got some clout, you switched up, huh? You get a little bit of clout, you switch up, huh? We are back at it like a crack at it. What you talking about?
Now, to all of our new subscribers and viewers that...
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you.
We're going to be consistent.
Yeah, we're in a journey, and now you guys are joining us in that journey, so I appreciate you,
We started from the bottom. You know what I'm saying? This is like...
But guess what? We're not trying to stay here. We're trying to go up.
Right, that's a goddamn fact. So tell your friends about us. You know what I'm saying? Tell everybody about us. Because, you know, we one of the best...
subscribe, comment, like, everything.
I like to say we the best podcast on YouTube. Personally, I'd like to say that because
who else is going to challenge us?
Nobody's going to challenge us. Like we're the most high quality product out there, man. Like don't get no better than us. You know what I'm saying? So, what you want to talk about today, man? You want to start off with the Zion thing?
I think probably the biggest news.
So, Zion is playing my Spurs on the 22nd. He'll probably have been debuted by the time you guys see this. Probably. It's a possibility because that's the day that we usually upload. So probably have seen it already, but they added his debut game to the national television.
And you know what? They actually did not want to have him play against John Morant, and I think that was national TV, if I'm not mistaken. They didn't want him to have the pressure, apparently.
Who said that?
The
Pelicans?
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't say that necessarily, but that's what
you are inferring from what they say.
That's what we've been hearing. But hey, they just added it to the national
schedule. Hey, anytime the Spurs can get on national TV, I'm down with it. We gonna work this nigga. We gonna welcome him to the league with an L. About to get that boy buckets. My boy LaMarcus about to give him buckets. So,
he has to guard LaMarcus. And that's a tough guard for a young player.
Especially for a young player.
First game coming back. So that's a tough guard for them. What he adds to the team, I think, is yet to be seen. Just because we have seen him in the summer league. And
he was working in the summer league.
He was working, and then also the preseason. But I feel like, again, that is different than the actual NBA season. So I don't know how good he's going to be. I think, he's going to be great, in my opinion. But I think the transition from not playing basketball for, 2 or 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
2 months, I think.
It's definitely going to be a little hard on him for this first game, first few games.
Especially going up against a tough team like that.
Yeah.
We're not doing exactly well this year.
Don't say that. We're not doing exactly well currently. But we're a fighting team for the eighth seed, so... We need every win we can get, and our players are coming out there like dogs, so I wouldn't want to be on the opposite team against them.
He's going to be guarding LaMarcus, most likely.
For the most part, yeah, probably.
So that's a tough guard.
Yeah. I want to see what the Pelicans' lineup is going to look like with him. Do you think he's going to start?
I mean, he's not in a minutes restriction, so I'm not sure.
So, okay, if he does start, what do you think the lineup looks like? Because J.J. Redick has been starting at the, I believe at the 2 or the 3, and Drew Holiday starting, and Lonzo starting, and B.I. is obviously starting.
I think B.I. starts.
Yeah, and I then B.I. Right starts here, at 4, I think.
Melly
starts?
Melly, he was a starter last game against Utah.
But do you think he starts often? I don't really pay attention to
Pelican. I think he does, because I think so.
We play the Hawks tonight.
Yeah.
You know the Hawks have not beat us since February 15, 1997? That's crazy.
They've been bad that much?
Nah, they haven't been bad. It's just my Spurs have been so fucking good, man.
I think he starts. He's not in a minute restriction. So there's no reason for me to think that he doesn't start.
Right.
People have been saying, do you think he's going to take the Rookie of the Year from Zion? No. Or from Ja Morant? No, I don't see that ever happening. Ja Morant has been balling, and his team's fighting for the 8th seed right now. So, I don't see. If he probably wins enough games to make it to the playoffs,
then it's a possibility, but I still think John Morant's going to make it to the playoffs, too.
I mean, he's been really
flashy. If my Spurs don't make it, let me check the standings.
He's been really flashy. He's been showing us, you know, what he can be in this league.
Right.
And that team's a young team. It's not that grit and grind team anymore. It's more...
It's more finesse
and more highlights. I feel like you get out of that team.
Absolutely.
So Grizzlies right now are in eighth seed. Spurs are in ninth seed.
So real quick, just to go off topic, the Hawks have been trying to get their hands on Steven Adams. Who? So Steven Adams from the Thunder. The Hawks.
The Hawks.
So okay. This is gonna be.
I thought they wanted Drummond.
They look like they disengaged. They disengaged with the talks with Drummond, but he's looking like a free agent target. So it's gonna come back together. Okay, so it looks like the Thunder might trade away Steven Adams, and if they do, then I believe they're gonna fall out of that seventh seed. Right?
He's just a solid player.
I could see both the Spurs and the Grizzlies making the playoffs this year. But with how far the Pelicans are back, which isn't crazy far,
because
like every year the eighth seed or like the sixth seed and
like
the
4 games behind or some shit.
It's like the sixth seed and the 12th seed could be 10 games apart, 9 games apart. So, but looking at it, it's a possibility they can make it, but it's gonna take a lot of wins in a row, and it's gonna take a lot of losses from everybody else. And I don't see it.
Because
we're halfway through the season, just about, so I don't see it. But
talking about
it's a possibility.
I think this is kind of a low-key trade. Jeff Teague.
Yeah, Jeff Teague went to the Hawks. Okay. That's a good player to have off of your Hawks bench, because when Trae Young is not in the game, their offense is just terrible.
Yeah,
like their plus minus.
I feel like they're
bad.
Just so behind, you know.
Right.
Like, why even try?
With the Hawks?
The Hawks.
I think they're trying to build
experience or something.
They're trying to build a culture. They need to build a culture, and that's a necessity for a young team is building a culture.
Jeff Teague, is he the culture maker?
You want to have some veterans and adults in the room. What adults in the room does the Hawks have other than Vince Carter? And he's an old man. Like, no one wants to listen to an old man, but the cool uncle. Everybody wants to listen to that. No one wants to listen to Gramps, but the cool uncle though.
He is a cool uncle.
Who, Vince Carter?
Yeah,
but he's grandpa age, you know what I mean, in basketball years. He's like 150 in basketball years. Like, he's well past his time, and he's still doing well too. Like, he's still a good player. So I mean, I don't see the Hawks making the playoffs this year. I think they're gonna get a really good pick this year though.
Well, which, again, because
they're at
the
bottom,
different.
But they're still gonna be like a top five pick.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, you don't want to bet your future on that just because you never know.
And on top of that, this isn't really a crazy good draft class, if we're being honest, because I don't think LaMelo is coming in this.
It's only
draft
like two players that for real.
I think Melo is
just because he's playing in Europe.
He got injured. He got injured and he closed down for the season.
Yeah, but I mean, he's probably
and
just
he's
doing
prepping
that
for the NBA. But I don't think he's going to be able to go in because of rules.
What rules?
I'm pretty sure there's a rule. I don't know. I read some shit recently about it, but I don't know.
I could be wrong. I think you are wrong.
I could be.
You got to be a year removed from high school.
Right. That's facts.
So after a year.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, whatever. You might be right. But yeah, man. I mean, the Hawks look good even when they're losing. They always look good in defeat. Yeah. They always have some fun games.
I mean, having John Collins back, I think he might be injured right now, but having him back, I guess, kind of helps. But him being gone 25 games.
That really fucked up their season. That really put a dent in their season.
We talked about it when it happened. You know, it sucks what happened and what he got caught for.
Yeah, that's always unfortunate.
All you got to do is move on from that experience.
And just pretend like it didn't happen.
But
don't forget that it happened. Remember how you know what I'm saying? Don't forget history so you can, you know what I'm saying? So you don't repeat it.
Yeah. I think he's injured, though, if I'm not mistaken, yeah.
Okay, could be.
But, yeah, I mean.
When did he get hurt? He just came back.
Because I was reading something that said that he was injured. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong with that. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know about the Hawks. Do you think he's going to be an all-star? Do you think
Trae Young? With how bad his team is, I doubt it.
Because he's not going to be a start.
You're right.
Now he has to get player and coaches' votes. Players are not going to vote for him. They're going to vote for somebody else that's, you know, a vet.
Of course.
The coaches might vote for him just because they have to. That's the person they have to plan for.
Exactly. I don't know, man. It all depends.
Because he is, what, 29? He's averaging 29 points in the league.
He's good. he's Trae Young. He's doing his thing.
So, I mean, it's a possibility. That'd be cool for him. But
I just don't see it.
I think they'd probably give it to maybe like a Lowry.
Yeah, I mean, averaging 29 and 8.5 on 44 and 36, that's good.
Yeah, but
that's
the same
really
thing
good.
Could be said to Booker when he was averaging that type of numbers.
He wasn't averaging those assists, though.
He wasn't averaging the assists, but the numbers that he was averaging were also kind of the same with points and everything else.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get in, you know? So.
Yeah, because Devin Booker is just a perennial loser. No offense, but he's a perennial loser. He hasn't been winning any games. He started winning this year.
They kind of fell off, though. But
yeah, I mean,
honest, right?
I didn't think that was...
it's going to keep on going.
I didn't think it was going to be.
No, me neither.
It was really good, though. And I'm actually very proud of the Suns for what they, you know, achieved this year.
After they listened to our podcast.
They listened to our podcast. It's called F the Suns. We're not cursing no more because we're trying to get monetized. But just kidding. They listened to our podcast called Fuck the Suns, and, you know, they got some... They were like, all right, we inspired. They inspired.
Now, somebody I do kind of want to see in the All-Star game, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's been on a tear. He had a 20-20 and 10 game.
He's not going in there.
Huh?
He's not going
there. Bro, I kind of want to see...
You want to see him, but he's not.
He's low-key becoming one of my favorite players.
Dog, the West.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's good. No, he's really good.
He's been becoming one of my favorite, like, players recently.
Yeah, I mean...
He's been working. Him and Chris Paul, even though I don't like Chris Paul, he's just making the best out of the situation
that he's
was
in.
Handed
right.
to him. And they're running, like, this 3-point guard combo lineup.
Which is crazy,
but it's one of the most efficient lineups.
Yeah, it's crazy though. It's a psychotic lineup, but it's good.
Because Shai is 6'5", Chris Paul is 6'3", and Dennis I think is like 6'2", 6'3", 2". You know what I'm saying? So you don't think it's gonna work, but it's working.
Yeah, I mean you wouldn't expect it because they have to. Well, small forwards are generally playing power forward now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
As long as you have a 4 and a 5, you'll be fine. But
which they have Steven Adams and whoever running the 4.
Gallinari. Gallo. One of my favorite fours out there. He's a scorer. Yeah, so that's cool. What else you want to talk about? Because this is a freestyle day. This is like a magazine episode. We didn't really prep for this one. Well, not that we didn't prep, but like
we just wanted.
It
to
wasn't
freestyle.
Really too much news to, you know, have a full podcast on.
Yeah.
So we want to come in and see what you guys are talking about. Let's talk about the Lakers, man. I know you love the Lakers, so let's talk about them. What's been going on over there? Is everything
well, we
cool?
lost to the Magic.
Right.
Which was okay, just because.
LeBron that boy Markelle Fultz went crazy.
Yeah, Markelle.
That boy Markelle Fultz went crazy. Possibly. He could be. I would respect
that. I wouldn't be mad.
I would definitely respect
it. I could see them giving it to Brandon Ingram, but Markelle, I think, deserves it more just because of more things that he had to deal with. I feel like if you were actually watching the Lakers when Brandon Ingram got drafted and in the following years, you can kind of see glimpses. But Markelle, they just gave up on him.
Right. I don't think they gave up on him.
I think they gave up on him.
No, the city didn't.
The city didn't, but I mean like the actual front office gave up on him.
Nah, man. I think
they got him, right? He got injured, whatever happened, and he was trying to return back, but I feel like they didn't really have patience with him.
So what happened was he was trying to return during the playoffs. You can't return during the playoffs. You can't add that into the mix and then mess up the teammate chemistry that you have going on. You just can't do it. And maybe I don't think they gave up on him in the sense where they were like, okay, he's never going to be anything. But I think they gave up on him in the sense where he's like, okay, we don't have time for him. Because we're trying to win a championship.
Though?
Which I can respect.
No. But Philly right now, they need Markelle.
Yeah.
They need a player like Markelle.
They definitely do. That's no cap.
You know.
It might have been a dumb move. It definitely might have been a dumb move.
But the Lakers have been on a, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9
game winning streak.
9 game winning streak before they lost to the Magic.
And before that, they lost 3 in a row.
3 in a row, yeah, I know.
Wait, no, that was more than 3. That was like 5.
4 in a row.
Pacers, Bucks, Nuggets, Clippers, Blazers. That's crazy.
We won against the Blazers.
Oh, I'm blind.
Yeah.
I'm blind.
And today, I think, what's today? Is today the 18th? Oh, tomorrow. Tomorrow we face the Rockets. The Rockets, I believe, have been on a losing streak themselves, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, they just lost to the Blazers.
Which was actually a good game. I watched that. And I tweeted out before the game started, or I think in the first quarter, I said that the Blazers were taking it.
The Blazers versus... Damian Lillard versus Russell Westbrook is always going to be a good game. That's always going to be a good game. And Dame is probably going to do better or win against Russell Westbrook every single time.
I mean, Russ might have probably the better stat line.
But that's only if he loses.
Yeah.
He'll only have the better stat line if he loses. If Dame loses, he's going to have a better stat line than Russ.
I feel like Russ cares about more stats, low-key.
I feel like
Dame doesn't really care about stats. He just wants to win.
I feel you to an extent. But I feel like it all depends on how... I don't know, man. It all depends. I feel like every single time, Dame wins in some way every single time.
Yeah, and I feel like him going like at Dame anytime they play it isn't the best look for Russ. Because he's always losing.
It's not a good idea.
If you were actually beating him, like...
Dog.
I wouldn't, you know...
I wouldn't talk shit to a man that demolished my franchise.
Yeah.
That got me traded, got my teammate traded, and got Chris Paul onto my team instead of me. Like,
and then, what was Russ saying when they played again?
You can't guard me. A foul is a bucket. You can't guard me. Impossible.
And I'm going to have the clip here. He goes, shoots it.
Bricks both free throws.
And then Dame later on Twitter said,
LOL. Yeah, it was funny. It was absolutely hilarious. Oh, by the way, real quick, a little Spurs fact. From 2000 to 2019, we were the only team with over 1,000 wins. Spurs fact of the day, goddammit. You goddamn right. Best team in the league. Most consistent team in the league.
Most consistent, for sure.
What you got for me?
What I got?
What you got for me? You want me to get some topics?
Yeah, go ahead. Since we're freestyling.
I don't really want to talk about this. Because I just don't want to dig into that.
Oh, I know what we could talk about. Kyrie and his comments.
Oh, yeah.
I completely forgot.
So, I agree with Kyrie, though.
I agree with him.
Because I feel like every team needs one more piece or two more pieces. The Clippers, who I think is the unanimous winner of the NBA championship this year, they need a playmaker. The Nets, around KD and Kyrie, maybe they need a better big man than DeAndre Jordan.
I feel like
Jared Allen is good, but they need a more older.
I bet.
Yeah.
I think what they need is probably like, well, they got, what's his name, Prince? Is he a good defender? I feel like they just need a good defender. I know KD can guard, but KD can guard though. I know, but do you want KD, you know, guarding the best player when he should be offense? You know what I'm saying?
But
he's gonna be tired.
I think KD likes defense though now.
I think he does.
I seen him going at LeBron in the finals, and I was just like, this is what I want.
I think he likes guarding the best player, but as a coach, I feel like I would rather have somebody else guarding him, so he can just be fresh for offense.
And I can definitely respect that. I mean, I can.
That's not a knock towards KD. He's a great defender, but that's just how I would view it. But I think I agree with him, but I don't think he should have said it. Just because that it's going to cause more
unnecessary drama. Issues.
And the thing I didn't like, he was literally coming back and he played 2 games and then lost the 2 games. Okay, cool. You lost 2 games, coming back.
But he was like, okay, we need pieces. Which, I mean, it's true, but sometimes you need to be more tactful with what you say.
But you literally just came back.
I'm a firm believer in saying what's on your mind if necessary. If there's no ramifications for it, I'm a firm believer in saying what's on your mind. And there's not going to be any ramifications for it against Kyrie. I mean, his teammates might be a little upset, but they're like, you know what? Yeah, we could use a few more players to add to our team. Of course they are. So, ramifications-wise, I don't think there's going to be damn near any ramifications. So, if you have something to say, then absolutely you should say it. You should absolutely say it. There's no reason why you shouldn't.
I think it's a difference if you're telling it to your front office versus the media.
Okay. you know, which I can respect.
That's probably a better idea of going through things like that. Because it might be true. I mean, I believe it's true, but saying it to the media, they're going to go ahead and twist your words,
like that. All that.
You can say it to your front office, and they can be like, yep, I agree. Let's try to get somebody in the trade deadline or maybe over the summer, you know, when KD comes back. So I do agree, but I just think the method he went to kind of voice his opinion
is a little, it was a little questionable.
Yep.
It's definitely questionable. Let's talk about my San Antonio Spurs.
Bro, every podcast you have to get something out.
I mean, we just talked about your Lakers.
Fuck you.
Our last 10 games, we went 5-5. We could be doing better, but a lot of them were very close games. Recently, we played our latest game as of recording the podcast was the Miami Heat. And we only lost by 6, which isn't like we should be winning. We should have won that game, but we didn't. And, you know, I mean, DeRozan did really good, 11 for 13 from him. Patty Mills, he shot really well. I think our biggest problem is, like, you know, Pop keeps playing, I forgot his name. I know his name, though. Bryn Forbes. Pop keeps playing Bryn Forbes a little too much. He can't really defend anyone. He's not exactly built to be an NBA player, but he can shoot so well, he can dribble so well that he is.
And he kind of proved himself in the playoffs.
He definitely did. But I just don't want him as my starting shooting guard. I'd rather have Lonnie there. I'd rather have Lonnie there, and then I want Bryn Forbes and Derrick Rose, Derrick White coming off my bench. DeRozan. I mean, if we're gonna play DeRozan at small forward, then I'd rather have Lonnie Walker there, which we have been playing DeRozan at small forward, and he's been taking care of business. He's been really taking care of business. But I think we do need to start playing Damari Carroll with DeJounte more, because DeJounte is a good defender, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with being a good defender, I mean, he has some questionable things where he takes a lot of risks on defense. He forces to try to get a steal. But when he gets them, they look really good. But he does that a little, I wouldn't say a little too often, but he needs a extra player that's really good on defense that can switch out and cover for him when he does things like that. So I think we need to play Damari Carroll more. Rudy Gay, he didn't have a good game last night. He went 1-for-9, 1-for-2 from three. He only had 3 points. I mean, or 0-for-2 from three, 1-for-2 from the field, or from free throw. I don't know, man. I just would totally rather those 24 minutes from Bryn Forbes go to Lonnie Walker and get him like at least 15. You know.
We're thinking of doing the winners of the week.
Winners of the week, losers of the week.
I think one of the winners of the week, in my opinion, would have to be Markel.
Oh, absolutely! With his dazzling game against the Lakers, that was just amazing. Yeah. I feel like he had such a great game, and Aaron Gordon had a crazy monster dunk, and his averages are looking really good too. His averages are looking really good. That's what I would want from basically a rookie.
12 points. You know, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. Not bad.
I would really love that to be for a rookie. On my bench, on my Spurs bench, that would be amazing. Or starting on my Spurs would be great. We need some more scores. Let's talk about what do you want to talk about? Because let's talk about these last few games. What's been going on in the NBA for the last few games?
NBA. So, Thursday and Wednesday are probably going to be the most recent games, because today is Friday when we're recording, and it's 4:18, so there's not games going on right now that we can talk about. Detroit's rookie, Sekou Doumbia. He's actually decent. I mean, I don't know if they want to blow that team up. In my opinion, they should.
They're going to, I'm assuming.
But they got some good pieces. I mean, they could trade D Rose if they want to get something back.
And D Rose would look amazing on a championship team right now.
No. He would look amazing on the 76ers, because that's what they need.
Yo, he would look really good on the Sixers. I don't really care for the Sixers, but I think if they add Derrick Rose to that team, that would look really, really good for them. But what do they have the pieces to give up?
To give up?
No, I don't think they do, because the Pistons are
making of that minimum?
Seven million. They might have the monetary pieces, but are they worth it for D Rose?
Are they worth it?
Because to me, D Rose is like an upper. He's like below superstar, middle star.
He's just a star.
Like perennial all star anymore, but
just a star.
And with his averages, he's averaging a good amount of points. He's shooting some good threes. He's
gone 11 games making
20 points, which is the longest streak he's had at 20 points since his MVP season. Yep. So,
if I was the 76ers, that's what I need. Player like that. So I absolutely would try trading, not the entire team, obviously.
Yeah.
But, I would try.
Another team that I would say could use him, the Blazers. They need someone to lead their offense off the bench. Their offense kind of falls apart when Damian Lillard isn't in the game.
Yeah, and I think that's more because they have a lot of people injured.
Yeah, they do have a lot of injuries.
Which was the person coming off the bench, the sixth man.
Yeah.
He tore his Achilles.
He's gone for the season.
We saw what he did in the playoffs. He was
absolutely. He was dazzling.
Being amazing.
Spectacular.
But now he's out. So who do they have coming off the bench? They have what's his name that got injured too? Zach Collins. Mm-hmm. And then they got Nurkic that's out also. That's supposed to be coming back by the middle or end of February. So, be on the lookout.
We'll see about that.
I don't think he's going to be playing necessarily well after coming that gruesome injury.
That was gruesome, and the ref kicked his foot. That was just bad.
Should I play the clip for him?
Please don't. Yes, you absolutely should. Another team that would look – I guess this is turning into what team should trade for D-Rose. Another team that D-Rose could really do some work on – I forgot what they were. Where did they go? Where did they just go? They were just here. I lost them. The Jazz. Yeah.
Well, they have Jordan Clarkson, which has been playing.
He's been playing well. But I would definitely prefer D Rose over him. Mike Conley hasn't been doing exactly what he needs to be doing. He's injured right now. But even when he came back, or even when he wasn't doing exactly what he needed to be doing. And I think that it would just be better
to have
D Rose coming off the bench than Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah, but you already got Jordan Clarkson.
So yeah, you did just make a move for Jordan Clarkson. So
trade him again.
Yeah, you can't. He's out of the picture for this season. He can't be traded for this season. What other teams? Philly.
I think that's the best option in my opinion. Because Philly's like right there, but
literally right there.
Having Ben Simmons not being able to shoot. It's not good for the playoffs. For right now, it doesn't really matter.
Fine, but for the playoffs, it's awful.
When it comes to the playoffs,
the Clippers could really use D-Rose too.
They're gonna go ahead and defend you, basically four games.
Right.
So they have a game plan for those four games.
And they're gonna let you shoot.
They're gonna let you shoot like Giannis. Giannis said Giannis shoot, and he wasn't making them. So now he's shooting them more often. In the regular season, so you can get that practice going.
Yeah.
And then when you come to the playoffs, you can just shoot.
And my thing is, at least try. At least, to me, it just seems like he has no passion to make his game better.
So, right now, they're trying to see about the in-season tournament for the 7th and 8th seed. It would be like a Final Four. We just got this from Woj.
Wow.
Wow, he's been tweeting a lot.
Yeah, he has. He deleted one too. That's coming next year, right?
The reseeding. Sure.
Okay, so it's a play in for 7th A seed and reseeding of the Final Four could be best planned and monetized in the long run. League plans and update for the owners at April BLG meeting.
I kind of like how it is now, East versus West.
But I do. I definitely do like but those.
I understand.
I do
how
like
coming.
That. Yeah. That little in season tournament. Yeah. It
has potential.
And regular season viewership is down right now.
Yeah.
Simply because all those games don't really matter for anything. Yeah. They don't. And I think it'll start going up towards the end of the season.
Fault.
Well, nah.
Low key.
No.
Because they suck.
Fucking Lakers fan. Oh my God.
Wait, what?
Fucking Lakers fan. It's good being Kawhi.
Last all the time. Yeah, last season.
LeBron has only played 182 game season in his career.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about last season. He proved that you don't have to play the entire season to win. You know what I'm saying?
That's just now becoming a thing, but that's been a thing for a long
time.
It's been a thing for a long time.
I think that recently it's been in the news more often just because of how Kawhi.
So it's not Kawhi's fault. It's the media's fault.
No, but Kawhi not playing all those games. I don't care if you play the games or not, but not playing those games and then just coming to the finals and dominating the entire playoffs and the finals, you know what I'm saying? It just doesn't. I don't think it proves anything. As long as you make it to the playoffs, you should be good. If you're a good team, you know?
I feel you. But at the same time, I don't think that's Kawhi's fault. I think that's more of the league's 82-game season's fault.
I don't think it's Kawhi's fault, but I think because he did it most recently and won a championship, I feel like it's getting blown up.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Well, the NBA, it's always had a long season. A little bit unnecessarily a long season. Like, 82 games. People don't watch baseball for all 175 games or whatever they play per season.
But I think basketball is more physical. So
it's definitely more physical. I mean, it's definitely more
shoulder. Don't get it fucked up. You can throw out your shoulder, but...
No, but it's not, like, contact.
Yeah, I know, but
there's no contact in baseball, nearly. There's damn near no contact. Other than, like, trying to get outs, diving the ball into a nigga. I mean, but... I don't know, bro.
That's why the NFL is... What, like 16 games or something like that?
Yeah, which is because it's such a physical game that you can't really.
If they cut it down to like 70 games, maybe 65, that'd be cool. But I see why the team owners don't want to do that. They're going to be losing money, which I understand.
Probably. Are they going to be? Well, yeah, they're going to be losing money, and then they're going to try to drop down the CB the money for the players too because they're doing less work. They have a less
and
schedule.
And also on top of that, you might not make the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
like for a team like say like the Pistons, they're in maybe like a ninth seed, and they just go on a tear because nobody cares anymore. They're not playing their players at the end of the season, and they make the playoffs like that. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. I feel what you're saying, but simultaneously, I feel like if you do cut it down, I feel like that'll mean more. Every game matters more.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think people will start. I think people will stop resting players so much because 65 games is. A good enough around a game. No, but that's plenty.
No,
of
but
games.
It's
and it'll problem. Cut down on back to backs. It'll cut down on all that. So, I just.
So yeah.
I don't even remember what we were talking about. The camera shut off, so we had to pause. but let's actually talk about something instead of rambling around this time. Let's talk about the Pelicans and the Jazz's season series because it's been a really good season series for them. This last game, we kind of touched on it, with Brandon Ingram dropping 49 points. But Lord Jesus, they've been having really good games this season throughout the entire season. I can't pull up the stats for all the last ones, but this game, it came down all the way to the wire. Brandon Ingram hit a game winner, and then. Rudy Gobert on the other side got fouled.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So that was a tough one. But the game before that, there was a no call against BI on Rudy Gobert. So it's a give and take.
Kind of like bang bang type plays, like at the end.
Yeah,
I feel like you should just let them go, unless it's like a. But I mean, foul that you see.
But I mean, at the end of the game, right? At the end of the game, and there's a foul, and they're neat, and they have to have the option. They have to have a, you know what I'm saying? An attempt.
It's just gonna sway it.
Is it gonna sway it?
I feel like it might.
Because I mean, I don't think that'll affect the momentum that much. I think that one free throw won't affect the momentum. If you're an idiot player. And you think, oh, well, I just hit a game winner. We're up one, so I think the game is over. Then, of course, you're going to be out of, you know, motion. But if you're an actual smart player, you know that the game doesn't end until that last buzzer sinks.
So they're going to, real quick, they're going to vote in April for the, what is this? One second. For calendar changes to be in the 2021-22 season.
I mean, I think it'll be a good idea. I think it'll be fun. I just don't know, man. I feel like they're adding games to the season and then trying to take off games from the season at the same time. So it's going to end up being the same amount of games. So I just feel like that's a little. I feel like it's a little unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, I feel like if you're going to take games out of the season, then just take games out of the season.
But I think they just want to appeal to the owners that are going to lose money.
Yeah.
For those games.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it makes sense
it makes
in
sense,
a certain way.
But still.
So Again, I say the Pelicans versus the Jazz is a good series to watch. If you're gonna watch any NBA games, and you want to see a high scoring, big game feel bout, you go watch the Pelicans and Jazz.
Well, also, anytime Russ and Dame are playing, I hope that actually is a playoff series, like a first round
again. Yeah.
And Dame does it again.
Yeah.
If they can make the playoffs, obviously, but that would be amazing. And they break up the team.
Again. That'd be bad. So, I will say this real quick. I'm going to toss this out there. Pelicans and Jazz play again on the 13th of March.
Also, you got to watch the Heat versus Pacers.
That's a really fun team to watch. That's an old rivalry from when LeBron and Paul George were on the Pacers. Plus,
I'm more of a Pacers fan because my guy DeMontis.
And I love me some Jimmy Butler, bro.
I mean, yeah, Jimmy.
You
I
like fucking Jimmy need me?
Yeah.
You can't win without me?
I love Jimmy too, but my guy DeMontis, I've always loved him ever since he came in the league. I've always been a fan of his.
I mean, he's good though.
I don't know what it is, bro, but it's something I just like his game so much. Like DeMontis is one of my favorite players right now. I just love him. You have
a lot of favorite players, bro.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah, I mean DeMontis Sabonis. You love Brandon Ingram. I know that. You Shai Gilgeous. Just a bunch of players. That you have a lot of favorite players right now.
It's because I feel like the league has been so talented, like the most talented time right now. I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talent. That's because this is an actual. Well, no, I think it's because it's only been a really popular league for like 30 years, yeah. Right? 30 years.
Yeah.
So. Kids weren't growing up back in the day. Kids weren't growing up trying to be NBA players. They were trying to be football players, boxers, baseball players.
Anything type that thing. Paid a lot.
Yeah, basically. And so now that the NBA is a big league, and they're, you know what I'm saying, and it's worth it to try to groom your kid into being an NBA player, they're gonna do it.
And also, it's a global game, so
it's all over the place. Yeah. Australia, all these,
literally everywhere. It's in the Olympics, it's just great. For a reason.
China loves the NBA.
That's why football is not in the Olympics, because it's not a global game.
Yeah, which. It shouldn't be. I don't think it's entertaining enough. But I have been watching a little football.
I don't watch
my goddamn football. My boy Lamar Jackson got eliminated in the first round. I'm really upset about that.
But I think we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah, it's a shorter video today.
A short video. I mean, you know, it's not a lot of NBA news right now. But go ahead and wrap it up.
No, you can go ahead and wrap it up. You did the intro.
Yeah, I did the intro.
I do the intro and the outro. You have to do the intro and the outro. What you gotta say to the folks?
I just want to say to everybody that subscribed to us in the past couple of days, thank you so much. That just means so much to us. It just motivates us so much.
To work harder.
Yeah, to work harder for you guys. So comment, subscribe, like.
Tell us what you
want to
see.
Tell us if you want a topic for us to talk about.
Yeah,
now, we also have another video coming out.
Today.
Not today, but we're filming it today.
Filming it today. It might come out on Friday.
It depends when I get that, you know, when I get the edits done.
Listen.
But
you guys like the last basketball 1v1, so
hey, don't tell them too much.
I ain't gonna tell them too much, but if you want a part two, like the video. If you want a second part, like the video.
But yeah. Anyways, go ahead and follow us. It's gonna be in the description. It's gonna be.
I'm on Twitter. I'm at Mechrose. MECHROSE.
Then you can follow me. At Big Yovani on Twitter. You can follow our Twitter on Lockdown as a collective. And then also our Instagram, which we have to upload more on Instagram.
But I think we do a decent job.
We do a decent job.
We could do better.
We should do more. Which is the _ Lockdown Pod.
Subscribe to our channel right here.
Subscribe.
Like, comment,
everything.
All that.
It just helps us, motivates us.
It motivates us to do more for you guys. It motivates us to upload more often.
Which we have been doing a great job of.
We've been consistent, you know, and we want to make sure we get videos out for you guys, and we really enjoy doing this. So, you know what I'm saying? Make it worth our while.
Exactly.
Make it worth our while.
Anyways, we are
the Lockdown Podcast.
So, don't forget to subscribe.
You locked in.